Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Today is Thursday morning. It is June 22nd. There's already drama in the studio this morning.
There's lots of drama in here. Gosh. It's crazy.
So I walk in and Kelly is boasting about how a celebrity has messaged her on Twitter. It's a direct message.
It's a direct message.
A celebrity literally slid in her DMs.
Yep. And I mean, it's somebody, it's not only just any celebrity.
It's
a celebrity,
favorite.
Yeah, that she has a thing for.
Brett Eldridge sent me a message.
So, like, legit, I'm sitting over here trying to get prepared for us to, you know, do our thing. And she's like, look, David, look, he sent me a message. And David looks at it, and I could tell by the way David looked at it that he was a little bit perplexed.
I was like, I don't think that's the real Brett Eldridge.
Well, I can read you what the message says.
Oh, please do.
Hi, Kelly. I know you would be so amazed and shocked to get a text from me, but trust me, it's nothing to me. I'm so down to earth, and I believe you know so well that humans are equal to God. I'm just in my leisure and had to text someone and be friends. Nice pictures. Thanks for the love and support. I appreciate. Thank you, Brett.
It's so nice
to hear from you.
It is crazy. David, take a look at the actual account.
Well, I think it's actually blocked. Can you bring up the account yourself? Because it's got one of those little lock things. I was trying to find it, and I can't.
I just realized something.
What?
It doesn't have the check mark.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no
check mark.
You know
what this means?
It's not
bogus.
Really.
I hate to tell you that.
But what if it is?
What if
he's got like a diversion account where he wants you to think it's not him?
Maybe I should screenshot this and send it to him and let him know.
But what if you're releasing his secret at that point?
Ooh, yeah.
Because it could be his secret account.
Yeah,
right.
But still. Let me go. Let me see if Kelly follows this
good,
one.
I did make a good impression.
You made an impression, all right.
Well, your son made an impression.
Do you follow that account?
No.
You don't?
Nope.
Well, that's weird, too. How would he find you?
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. I did retweet something yesterday because he had a new song come out. I need to make sure that I didn't retweet from that.
Oh, gosh. I bet it was.
It's probably a bogus account she's retweeting.
I have new music.
From The Onion.
I'm going to have to look.
There's no telling. Because Kelly legitimately turns into like
no.
Aunt B when she gets on a phone.
I did retweet the actual checkmarked Brett Eldridge. So it was somebody that... I don't know.
They found you.
Yeah, somebody found me.
Can you message them back?
I want to message him back and say, you ruined my day today.
You should actually send back a picture, find a picture online of a girl, and send it back. Like, yeah.
Here's another pic for
Boom.
You.
What do you think about these? And that poor kid who's probably made this account's going to freak out.
Yeah. No.
I'm telling you, man.
Man.
That'd be pretty funny. So
that'd be classic.
Your day's going downhill from here.
Yeah.
Last night I had this big struggle in my house because my wife didn't work out. And on a day my wife doesn't work out, she doesn't want to eat right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do that too.
It's weird how she's like, because she's hardcore with this. So she's like, I want to get a stuffed crust pizza. I want to get chocolate chip pizza. So she goes and gets it. And as she's leaving, after she's placed the order, because I have to tell her I'll eat it with her or she won't go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll eat some too.
Oh,
you do this all the time.
So she has already ordered, paid, and I make my salmon and like steamed broccoli.
So you didn't eat any of the pizza?
I did eat one piece of chocolate chip before bed. But I'm telling you, this pizza, you know how the cheese is like stringing out of the crust and it's just greasy enough with all the pepperoni. It looked so good and smelled so good. And I'm choking down this salmon. And to me, it's like, it's even worse when there's good food in the house and you're eating salmon.
That's terrible.
Because I haven't found out the right way to cook salmon and it just never turns out right.
Yeah. Salmon is just hard to cook anyway. It's kind of gross.
So I tweeted last night about the salmon and basically everybody said that my wife and Kai won the battle of the meals.
They so did. Mm-hmm.
And then Allison Munn from KIT tweets me a recipe for how to make salmon.
Oh.
So I have a new way to try it.
Really?
That's helpful.
Yeah.
What's the main ingredient?
Well, it's like a spaghetti squash and salmon type thing.
Huh. Mm.
She said that she and her fiance made it, and it was really good. Let me show you a picture of it.
Yes.
And see if you think it looks good. Because
just you saying those three words together didn't make me very hungry.
Well, it's called orange spice salmon with spaghetti squash. It looks pretty good.
That really doesn't look that bad.
Like, it looks better than my seared salmon and steamed broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And it took me so long to eat that food. Like, it took forever.
It would take me 2 hours to eat that.
It felt like it did. I was like, can I refresh social media or something to take my mind off of this?
Mm. Ugh, it's nasty.
What's on your mind this morning?
I felt old at a restaurant I went to yesterday.
What happened?
Well, we went at a time, they were doing like a shift change or something, so the server came and asked for our drinks, and I didn't realize how young she was, and Rachel's like, oh, I'll have a water. And then I said, I'll have a Michelob. And she looked at me and said, is that alcohol?
A Michelob?
Yeah.
You meant an Ultra.
Yeah, like a Michelob Ultra. So I just said Michelob.
But most people don't say a Michelob.
Yeah. What do they say?
An Ultra.
An Ultra.
A Mick Ultra.
I don't say that.
I'd like a Michelob. Well, I don't even know if you can buy Michelob.
Like an earlobe.
People don't know what I'm talking about when I say Michelob, though. I want a Michelob.
People don't know that. It's Ultra. Hey, go to the store and get some Ultra. That's what it is. Michelob
I think
is like
I actually say the whole thing, though.
Michelob Ultra?
I don't think I say Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
Michelob.
Like we're going to go to McDonald's and get a Mick Ultra.
I wish we could.
People know what I'm talking about, though.
Not that girl.
Yeah,
well,
I guess she
didn't, because she was 17 and couldn't serve me anyway.
Oh, she was 17.
Well, good for her for not knowing.
Yeah, shout out to her, David, instead of guilting her.
Knuckles to this girl.
I'm not trying to guilt her. I'm just saying. I felt old because I looked at Rachel and said, Rachel, I'm 7 years older than her. This is impossible right now.
Wait till you're my age.
I know.
I went through a drive-thru the other day and to get Kai some food, and the girl was way younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And she called me hun. And I was like, what? What's even happening? Am I so old now that I look like I'm a grandpa?
It's okay, hun.
Right? Isn't that a funny word for a young person
yeah,
to use
it is.
For somebody
it is.
My age?
Uh-huh. Oh, I like it.
Anyway. Well, let's see. I think it was 33 years ago on this date the Karate Kid movie came out.
Dang. Wow. How about it?
So Elizabeth Shue was in there too. Bam! It's my Elizabeth
Allie
Shue
with
week.
An I.
Come on now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We told you a minute ago that Kelly has decided that she has her feelings hurt by Brett Eldridge or an imposter Brett Eldridge today.
Yeah.
So now she's tweeting at the real guy.
Yeah. I tweeted at him. I just did it. So we'll see if he takes the bait.
Do you mind if I read your tweet?
No, not at all.
Okay, so let me go over here to Kelly's Twitter. You can follow her at Kelly on KFIN. So her tweet says, and I don't even see it.
I did it.
Oh, here it is. Brett Eldridge. So I'm guessing you didn't actually send me a direct message. Hashtag bubble busted. Hashtag a girl can dream. Hashtag I hate spam. Hashtag
it's funny.
What is it?
ML.
Oh my gosh. Kelly.
It's funny. It's Twitter.
It is. You can say whatever you want.
There's no kids that follow me.
That's probably not true. Hey, I love the fact that you have a picture of me on your main header. That's nice of you.
You're welcome.
I put Carrie Underwood up. She puts me.
It's I'm you her, and David.
I'm her
and
Carrie
it has
Underwood.
To represent ASU, so.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
A-State.
That
Wolves
too.
Up.
Yeah.
Wolves up. Hey, I saw a thing this morning that said a lot of people don't read books in bed anymore.
Really?
You know why? Because 60% of us are browsing our phones in bed and going through social
that.
Media and the internet.
I figured it'd be like 80 or 90%.
And it probably is if people were going to be all the way honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Does your husband go on his phone when you're in the bed with him?
Mm-hmm.
Does your husband?
I don't have a husband, and don't look at me to ask those kind of questions.
Does your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. All
I misspoke.
The time. She will, you misspoke. Uh-huh. She will ignore me to get on the phone, actually.
Is it still true that when you guys are, you know, kind of about to begin,
right,
that she pulls up photos of Joe Jonas? Is it still true?
I'm pretty sure that that's still true.
I believe it is.
She's very happy that we can sync her phone to the TV so that way she can make the image bigger.
There you go.
Yeah. Makes her life a lot
okay,
nicer.
Okay. So have you seen the comforter that, okay, number one, this is going to complement our Sleep Number bed that we have at our own houses.
Right.
I hate saying that.
You just said it like we have the same bed.
Yeah, I know. Mm. All right. So it's this comforter.
I'm telling you, I'm on her header on her Twitter account.
Okay, so you know how sometimes, like, you'll be with your partner in bed, and you're like, either somebody will be like, I'm hot, or I'm cold, or whatever. Well, this comforter, it can either be on one side, it can be hot or cold on either side. So there's, I don't know, a controller that will...
Really?
Yeah.
That changes the temperature?
Yes.
Huh.
So, like...
In the middle of the summer, if you had something to cool down the comforter, that'd be kind of
cool.
Because I still want to be... You guys still want to be covered up even if you're not like cold.
Yes.
You still want the idea that it's close to you. And, yeah, okay.
I love like cold sheets when you get in, like in the summertime. But here's the thing. The comforter also makes the bed by itself.
Dang.
Now that's
it
not
rolls
true.
It. I watched the video. It rolls itself up. And like
how's that possible?
That hooked me. I was like, I don't even care about the temperature anymore. If it makes the bed, I'm in.
Boom.
Yeah.
You didn't even need a husband.
199. What do you mean? He never makes the bed.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. $199.
What's it look like though?
Oh, it looks like a duvet. Like one of those like kind of, I don't know, just a comforter.
But is it like, is it pretty? Is it one color? Is it a pattern? Can
it
you
looks
buy different
like,
ones?
It looks like there's different ones you can buy.
Is it called the Katy Perry comforter?
Why is that?
Because you're hot, then you're cold. Hot and cold. Get it?
Wow. That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
Woo! Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Checking Twitter right now. Brett Eldridge hasn't responded as of yet.
I was thinking maybe I should have waited to send it because he's probably not even up yet.
Yeah.
But I know he does get up to like work out and stuff because he always posts stuff on Snapchat.
So do you guys kind of time out your tweets in your mind? Like you kind of know when you want to send stuff?
If it's a celebrity, yeah. But I haven't done this. I haven't tweeted a celebrity in a while.
You know, it's funny, and I was disappointed, and I hate to admit that I was disappointed, but I even told my wife, and she kind of looked at me like I was a big tool.
You get that look from her a bunch.
I do, and I hate that.
We love it.
But yeah, thank you guys. That's why you guys love the after show, because she bashes me the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tweeted at a celebrity twice yesterday. I never got a response.
Aww.
And then I started thinking, I've never received a response from this celebrity ever.
Who is it?
And it's not that I think every celebrity should respond to me. But there are certain people that I think if it's persistent.
Okay.
Wait, male or female?
Oh, it's a female.
It's a female.
Have I ever tweeted a guy?
Anthony Wiggle.
Yeah. Maybe Hulk Hogan or something, but.
Who is it?
Jana Kramer.
It's not. Oh, yeah. Jana's responded like once or twice.
Carrie.
No, she's never responded.
Is it that woman from the TV show you like?
Maria Menounos.
Saved by the Bell lady.
It's Tiffany Thiessen.
Yeah.
The idea that Tiffany Thiessen will not respond to me made me think we should launch a social media campaign to get her to respond to me. If everybody today, and maybe we can start this.
Could please retweet.
Could just tweet at Tiffany Thiessen and ask her to come on our show.
That'd be so cool.
That would be cool.
Like we could be like, hey, come on now, please. And you then all of you who listen who have Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, you let her know that we want her here too.
You tweet her. I'll tweet Mark Paul. Is it Mark Paul?
Yeah.
Gosling?
No, Gosler.
Gosler.
He was Zach Morris.
Yeah, and then you can tweet Screech.
Okay.
I wonder if Screech has a Twitter.
I don't know.
Is that his name, Samuel?
No, his name's not Samuel.
Yes, it is.
Well,
it
was Samuel Powell, what, Powers?
Powers.
On the show.
Okay.
But it's Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond. That's right. How could I forget that?
I wonder if this is the real Dustin Diamond.
Does that have a check
mark? For bookings call management. No check mark.
Yeah, you need the check mark.
But I don't see a check mark.
Yeah, you have to have a check mark.
But if it says for bookings, I bet it's the real one.
Mm. There's 14,000 followers on it.
Mm.
Maybe Twitter didn't want to give him a check mark.
Maybe they... it's Screech. I don't know. There's a bunch of selfies and stuff where it looks like it might really be him, y'all.
Yeah, but they could be stealing those pictures.
Oh, my goodness. Let me show you this one. This is a classic. You guys are going to laugh.
What is
Ready?
It?
This is a selfie that Dustin Diamond has posted, probably like at an airport.
Oh.
With Jerry Lawler.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
How classic is that?
That's cool.
All right. So if you guys have Twitter, tag me and Tiffany Thiessen and beg her to come on the show.
Please.
Yeah.
It's TiffAni.
He wears all her clothes. Well,
THIESSEN. I don't wear her clothes.
You wear stuff that represent her.
But if she sent me clothes, I'd probably wear them.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood to me seems like a very confident person, and why shouldn't she be? I mean, look at her, number one. She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
She has an amazing talent. And then you've met her. She's has like a great personality, and she's really, really sweet.
Sweet, charming. I mean, she was everything you would hope when you go meet a star.
Great right, family.
But there was a time growing up, just probably like a lot of us, that she didn't feel that way about herself, and she worried a lot about what people thought about her until she realized that basically there's no good that can come out of that. And this is what she said, quote, "I wish I could go back and tell my younger self what I know now, that trying to fit into someone else's vision of what you of you will never make you happy. Now I focus on the goals I set for myself and try my best to do what's right for me."
I like that.
But think about being able to go back and tell yourself what you would have done. You know, hey, by the way, when you get older, this isn't going to matter as much. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a shame that we have to get older and learn through the mistakes, and then you can't go back and fix them. Hey, post that on social media.
What you would change, or the advice
that you would give to your younger self if you could go back in time.
Perfect.
All right.
So Kip Moore is coming out with his new album in September, and everybody's excited about this because the guy took a little bit of a hiatus in a couple months ago, 3 months or so.
Yeah.
And he was just out of country music because he was focused so much on the negative things in music.
Really?
And he just had to take that step back from it all.
I get it.
So now his new album tackles all these mature themes and what it's like to be a grown man. And of course, I'm sure you'll still hear stuff like Beer Money.
Come on, I do like this. Baby. I do like Kip Moore.
And he's got some really good music.
You can go back like he did Something About a Truck. My favorite one might not have had the staying power of those other ones, but this was a good one too.
Yeah.
I love Running For You. It's funny because we talked about the confidence of Carrie Underwood and the fact that, you know, he was kind of tough on himself at different times, too.
He was really tough on himself.
Really talked about that. He actually has said in an interview that at one point, you know, he'd look out at a crowd. There'd be 5,000, 10,000 people, 15,000 people. And if there was one person not having fun, that's the one that he would remember.
Yeah, that's why.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
And that's why he really had to step back for a little bit and take that 3-month hiatus, because he just needed to get away from that for a little bit. And I completely understand. Sometimes we need that.
You put all the pressure on yourself. So Taylor Swift released her albums to Spotify and all the different music services.
Yep.
So far since that release, in week one, actually, she was able to rake in about $310,000 in revenue. Woo. In week one.
Wow.
$64,000 in publishing royalties.
Oh, man.
And they say that her album totals have jumped up by almost 40,000 in that 1 week.
That's insane.
I mean, think about that. And these are albums that a lot of people already had.
Yeah.
And have already paid for. And now more than likely they're downloading them again to have them on their phone or their device.
If you think about that, she basically just released it to the streaming services. She could have been sitting on a couch and made about, what, $370,000?
Unbelievable, right?
Oh, man.
For songs like, I don't know, this one. And I said, honey, you'll take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the princess. I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say. She did have a lot of fun ones to sing along to. Our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out, it's tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you left the first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. How about this one? Or this one about that negative stuff and the negative vibes. Taylor Swift made a whole bunch of money by getting into the streaming world.
Oh, yeah.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, let's do a Brett Eldridge Twitter check. You got anything yet?
No. It's too early.
I'm sorry.
I still have nothing from Tiffany.
It's a waiting game now. It's just a waiting game.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he'll respond at some point?
If he doesn't, I'm going to delete it and retweet it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to be that girl.
The same tweet for like the next 2 weeks.
Until he finally is like, okay, I see it.
Stop bugging me, lady. Still waiting for help on the Tiffany Thiessen thing, too. So.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get there.
Will y'all help me?
You just got to try.
No,
what should I do?
Just maybe you should profess your undying.
No.
You don't want to be creepy.
I don't want to be creepy. It would be fun to have her on the show, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, it'd be like, I was even thinking, like, if we had her on, what would we talk to her about, right? Like, because I bet she doesn't want to talk about Saved by the Bell that much.
Well, she's probably talked about it her whole life.
I think she tried to distance herself. So then sometimes I think, oh my gosh, maybe she hates me because I have Saved by the Bell stuff.
Because you've tweeted her with her face on you before too, right? Like on your t-shirt.
Could you imagine me tweeting out
down.
A picture?
He has.
Could you imagine me tweeting out a picture?
You're that guy.
I am, right? Oh, but I'm so not that guy.
I know.
Will y'all tell her I'm not that guy?
Brandon Baxter's really not that guy.
And say, listen, he really is a precious person. He just wants you to say hi.
Just call the show.
We just
want to support you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that has your face on it and tweet about it.
No, that's weird. It is weird, isn't it?
See? It's the same thing.
Because then I started thinking, like, maybe she makes no money off of all the stuff, like, that her face is on because, like, the rights were sold years ago or something like that.
And so maybe she doesn't respond because of some weird,
she's
like,
really mad.
Like, she might be mad because she's not making any more money off Saved by the Bell. Who knows? I don't know. If you know Tiffany Thiessen, though, because you never know who's listening.
Yeah.
If you can hook us up with her.
That'd be cool.
Just for a quick little interview.
Yeah.
All right, David, are you going to be funny?
I'm always funny, Brandon.
David, I'm kind of down in the dumps today. Can you be really funny?
I can be really, really funny.
I need you to be hilariously funny.
Really funny. We really need a good belly laugh.
Hey, I'm used to that.
I need you to be like Jim Gaffigan funny.
Oh, Hot Pocket.
There you go.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
I want to play a quick game with y'all.
Okay.
Called Creepy or Gnaw.
What is it? Creepy or Gnaw?
Gnaw.
Okay. So this guy posted on Facebook, and he says he's so busy he needs a personal assistant.
Okay.
So he's looking for... Yeah, he's looking for...
Come across the table.
He says he has too much on his plate, needs somebody. And here's his very specific details on what exactly he needs.
Okay.
The first one, I would ideally like to hire a very detail-oriented female under the age of 25. And you have to remember, this guy is a CEO of a company.
God, that's
I'm going to say creepy.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now, then he has other things like spelling and grammar. Perfection is a must because you have to reply to all my emails. Attitude and work ethic will be tested.
Good.
Starting salary is, you know, yada, yada, yada. And some other things in there. But maybe the next one that's creepy is not be married or have kids because there could be travel involved.
Oh, gosh. He's rooming with the girl.
Exactly.
But that's not necessarily creepy because if you have a woman that is married and has kids, a lot of times that's going to come first before the job. So he's wanting someone that's going to be selfish and put that job completely first.
I think he should maybe phrase it different. Free to travel.
I agree.
Exactly.
Like, I need somebody who's not married
Don't
and doesn't
be
have
married.
Kids.
Yeah.
And who's really good looking.
Yeah.
Because
who's under 25.
Right.
Yeah, he's looking for this under 25-year-old lady who's not married. I mean, come on. And then he's saying attitude and work ethic will be tested. What is that supposed to mean when you put everything together?
It does sound like probably a very poor idea for a job request.
And then he says, to apply, you need to make a 2-minute video and send it to me via private message on Facebook.
Oh,
and
that's
then
it.
And then he's got to say private message.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
What do you need the video for? Send me a resume, then I'll interview you in person.
Mm-hmm. You know, the strange thing is, though, I just now noticed the name on the Facebook page, and it says Brandon Baxter. What have you been up to?
Stop it. I did not.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's Thursday morning. I've done my Throwback Thursday already, a little earlier than a lot of my Throwback Thursday posts.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a picture that was kind of funny because you ever look at a picture and then realize it matches up to the week?
Yeah,
the timing is just perfect.
Like, legit, there's a picture of me from the Mid-South Coliseum, and I remember that it happened in June of 1998, and I went back to look to see what time frame in June, and it was actually 19 years tomorrow.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm in the Mid-South Coliseum, and I was managing a guy named Billy Joe Travis, right? And this is for Power Pro Wrestling. And Billy Joe Travis was going to wrestle, at this time, WWF superstar Jeff Jarrett.
Dang, that's cool.
Who's gone on to be one of my really good friends. But it's just funny because at the end of this match, I'm coming in to attack Jeff Jarrett, and Jeff was known for using his guitar and hitting people with the guitar. So this picture is from 98. 19 years ago, Jeff Jarrett hits me with the guitar in the Mid-South Coliseum. The guitar gets stuck on my head.
You can see your head on the other side of the guitar.
Yeah. It was awful.
That sounds like it's very painful.
Well, because the guitar, when it broke, so imagine my head, because it was super strong, swings it, boom, my head goes through the guitar. So then I go back, right?
Yeah.
And then my guys attack Jeff Jarrett. So as my guys are attacking Jeff Jarrett, I'm laying in the middle of the ring thinking, how do I get the guitar off my head? Because it was literally stuck on my head.
Oh.
So the shards of wood were in my forehead, and the only way for me to remove the guitar was for me to push up. As I pushed up, the shards of the wood were digging deep into my forehead and scratching me all the way up to the middle of my head.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Pretty awful.
Mm-mm.
It was awful. But it was, looking back on it, it's one of those memories. Hey, I mean, how many guys can say, hey, Jeff Jarrett hit me with the guitar inside the Mid-South Coliseum?
That's pretty cool.
That is like literally once in a lifetime. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
It is a pretty cool story. I might be able to find a video somewhere on YouTube.
Oh, dude, I bet there is one. I would love to see that.
I think I've seen it on there.
I mean, just like David's going to be able to say that he got thrown by Maria Starr at Automax this Saturday.
I know that.
You don't have to start that again.
Well, so David has then told me, oh, I've got to be out of town. I told you all along I needed to be out of town. You're like, wait a minute, you never asked for time off.
Well, I mean, it's a weekend.
You work on the weekends.
No, I mean, I thought this go around, you know, I could just, you know, just...
This go around.
Head out.
This go around. This go around when I've thrown you into the middle of a wrestling challenge.
I mean, I already had plans, you know.
What are your plans? What do you have to do?
You know, girlfriend making me go down to Little Rock.
What is she making you do?
Just go down to Little Rock.
All right. So, well, I still expect you there.
Whatever.
I do.
Hey, you know what? How about you for a second? Because you're all about posting selfies in this junk. What's going on with all that?
Oh, yeah, you did. Remember how you're like, oh, I never post a selfie.
And then you went and posted a selfie yesterday.
Yesterday.
It's probably the most awkward selfie I've ever seen in my
life. It was a little awkward. Because we were watching you as you did it, number one.
I know, and then I didn't post it.
There are like four people watching you take the selfie, and you're like.
And I didn't post it.
Yeah. We were like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
that sounds
dumb.
Yeah, that's like a 13-year-old.
You're making me sound
answer.
Stupid.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just taking pictures of myself.
That's what it came down to. And I was like, what the heck is he doing right now in the middle of this restaurant in Krispy Kreme?
So we're at Krispy Kreme. I take a picture of myself. I'm wearing my Bayside Tigers shirt because I was again going to tweet at Tiffany Thiessen, who continues to ignore me. But anyway, so I took the picture and I didn't post it because then I took one of all of us and I felt better about using that.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm like, well, I don't look as stupid. Because I've said before, I very rarely, I think I've taken one selfie totally by myself ever. And I was in the back of a cab trying to get to a ballpark in like Virginia or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, because I missed a flight, all this stuff. Anyway, so that was crazy. But yesterday I realized with the hashtag, it was National Selfie Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, perfect.
And I had just so happened to have taken one early in the day. So here's my deal. I debated in my head, should I post it? And then I thought, might as well. I'm going to play into the social media goofiness.
Mm-hmm. You look like the biggest dork.
And then for a little bit, it just had a couple of likes.
And you're like, oh no.
So then you know what happens in your mind. You're like, oh my gosh, everybody hates me.
Yeah, and you want to
delete it. Everybody thinks I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started to think about it. Then I got some, you know, I felt some vindication, I guess.
When Leslie liked it. Me and Leslie liked it. Me and Leslie and David liked it because we felt sorry for you.
I bet David didn't even like it. David's not a good friend with that. My wife didn't like it.
Did I not like it?
Probably not.
I don't think I did.
I liked it just because I was trying to be a good friend.
I think we have to, though, to make him feel okay about it.
I almost deleted it.
You almost deleted it?
But once a number of people liked it after, you know, 10 minutes, I was like, okay, I'm okay. But for the first few minutes, you have a refresh. You're like, oh gosh, nobody's liked it. What do I do?
Yeah, I know. That's not a very good feeling. You're like, oh, okay, what's going on here? Why is no one like this at all?
Especially on a selfie. There's something worse about it being a selfie.
Yeah.
Like if it was a picture of, I don't know, you know, like all of us together, nobody liked it right off the bat, I wouldn't be as judgmental. But the idea that it was just me by myself.
Yeah, just like people don't like you. That's
right.
Yeah.
Like they'd rather me be in a picture with you guys than be by myself.
Well, that's probably true.
Or maybe it made them uncomfortable that I took a selfie.
Yeah.
I totally started reading all the way into it.
It made me feel uncomfortable.
I think I need mental help. Would you guys find me some mental help?
I can
help
you.
I'm totally unqualified, but I can help.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
You tell us everything.
No, you do. Stop talking.
I take it back.
Stop talking. And the reason I'm saying stop talking like that is because my wife has started downloading the podcast.
And now so she hears every word everything. We say.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if she's awake or asleep.
When she mm-hmm. wakes up at like 10 o'clock, she can finally listen to everything.
Mm-hmm. There's right. no more talking about her.
I'm done. I love mm-hmm. her. She's absolutely the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. As I say every single morning.
You do mm-hmm. say that every morning.
Every single day.
The greatest gift.
It's usually the first thing he says when
How
he walks in.
How long do the podcasts go back?
I deleted the rest of them.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
This is the first time ever that Kelly's told us she doesn't believe she has a Throwback Thursday.
I know.
Well, I am so surprised. Like, you've been doing this a really long time, and it's like you always find something. I feel like if I keep sharing, I'm going to just share the same stuff.
Well, and then but maybe like there's a time frame. Like, I might have shared the picture that I shared this morning, mm-hmm. but it's been so long and nobody has the time to go back and scroll through all my stuff.
Yeah.
And like, this one's so timely because it was 19 years ago this mm-hmm. week.
That is pretty crazy.
I need to find something. I'll work on something. All right.
David, what do you have today?
Not a dang thing.
No, nothing. I got nothing.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because she started that. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
That's why I'm like, what the heck's going on?
All right. Just give me your computer.
I am not giving you my computer.
What's on there?
We know what's on there because he closes it every time he leaves the room.
Even because you'll send emails.
Even when he has to go to the bathroom, like 30 seconds, he shuts it. Like, he's so weird about it.
He turned around to make a coffee and closed his computer, logged all the way off.
Y'all turn around and send emails.
He bent down to tie his shoe and he logged out of his computer.
Logged out of his computer.
Well, you send those emails that say to the staff, I love all of you.
Right. But just, I'm not going to do that now. I promise. Yeah. Just let me go through your.
I'm not, no.
I want to go through your pictures.
That's weird. Stop. Stop it.
I just want to do a Throwback Thursday for you. You don't need to be left out.
You need to quit it.
I'll see if I can find one of David.
Okay. I'll find some too.
I don't like this idea.
If anybody has pictures of David from high school.
If you're listening.
You know what they say about David's mom.
She's got it going on.
Can we do the birthdays and move on from me?
Did you just say hubba hubba?
Who says hubba hubba?
I think our grandparents did at one time, didn't they?
Johnny Bravo or something?
Oh, should I not say that?
I don't know. I think that would date us.
Hubba, is that a gum? Hubba bubba?
Hubba bubba was.
Hubba bubba. What did I say? Hubba hubba?
Hubba hubba.
Hubba 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 bubba is different. What about Bubblicious?
Tasty.
That
for
was
about
also
5 minutes.
Yeah, Bubblicious was one of my nicknames when I was in school.
Of course it was.
I was Brandon always, Bubblicious.
Mm-hmm. That's what you are right now.
Did you guys not
Brandon
know that?
Bootylicious.
That's weird.
You
crossed
a
line.
No, I said it because I wanted that expression right there and I got it.
And
so
you said it.
Perfect.
You said it before I could say it.
I know.
Son of a.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to
Florence.
You.
Well, time for birthdays for today, Thursday, June 22nd of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Sheila Lane of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Angie Shipman is celebrating a birthday. Paula Beavers of Jonesboro has a birthday today. We have Jeff Gregory from Jonesboro celebrating. Jesse Sturgeon going to A-State from Pine Bluff is celebrating a birthday today. And Cody Smith, Manila, is turning 25. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Donald Faison is 43 years old. That was Chris Turk on Scrubs.
And he married Jessica Simpson's best friend.
Casey,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
My good cousin, Carson Daly, is 44
years old. He's waved at
today.
Me before.
Who, Carson Daly?
Yeah, I was in New York City on one of those bus tours, and TRL was going on, and he was like on that second level where you could see. And like, I was waving at him, and he waved at me, and I like, it was
Are you
pretty,
serious?
Yes. Yeah.
That is pretty neat.
So like legit, I didn't know what his career was going to do because his late night show was on so late, I never saw him. And then here comes The Voice.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like such a huge deal.
That was like 15 years ago, though.
Kurt Warner turns 46 years old today. Kelly's
my son's
excited.
Namesake.
Yep, Kurt Warner.
Does he have a Twitter account?
I don't know. I'm sure he does. I think so.
You've never tweeted at Kurt Warner?
I haven't.
Yeah,
I have sent him and his wife a letter and never heard back.
Yeah, tweet at him today.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I should.
Yeah.
Yep. Cyndi Lauper, 64 years old today.
Oh, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
You know what she was a part of? The very first WrestleMania. You know?
Really?
She was. I didn't know that.
She's actually one of the big things that kind of broke Hulk Hogan to the mainstream media. And WrestleMania in general. If it wasn't for her, it might be totally different.
I had no idea.
She was such a big star in the early 80s, and the WWF at the time got her involved in WrestleMania. It's got to be one of the most iconic songs of the 80s.
It makes me just want to start skipping around the room.
Do it.
Like, you know.
Can we color your hair this morning, too?
Yeah, like pink and
Let's
purple and stuff.
Let's
yeah.
do that. All right, Meryl Streep turned 68 years old today. Lindsay Wagner is 68 as well, the Bionic Woman.
All right.
And Chris Christopherson is 81.
Girls wanna have. Sing it, Kelly.
You'll turn it down.
Look at his face. He doesn't get it.
What do you mean I don't get it?
Like, to us, this is so nostalgic. And to you, it's like, eh.
I was born probably like 10 years after the song
came out. I see leg warmers, jelly bracelets.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Big hair.
It's crazy, isn't it? Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Cody Smith. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Brandon Baxter.
Yes.
Hey, this is Dirty Little Dave.
Oh, my gosh. Dirty Little Dave.
Yes, I'm serious. Hey, look here. I heard Bill Dundee said he wouldn't want to be me for all the tea in China.
He did say that.
Ooh.
Hey, neither would I.
I can't wait to Saturday afternoon at Auto Max. I know you're good friends with him. You need to try to get a hold of him, have him get him a driver. Because after I get through whooping his rear here in Jonesboro, he needs somebody going to drive him home.
Wait a minute. Now, Dave, you've wrestled Bill Dundee a number of different times in the past. You know he's not going to be a pushover.
I understand that, Brandon. But I'm not a pushover either. Hey, I am one of the dirtiest players in the game.
Now, one of the things, though, that Bill and I were talking about the other day on the phone that he wanted me to try to work on with MACW Pro Wrestling was the fact that it seems like every time you guys get into it, it's never a fair fight because there's always members of the dirty little gang hanging out trying to cause problems. So Bill wants to see if we can make it where those guys are not allowed to ringside.
Well, look here. I've got my girl, Miss Holly, one of the greatest valets they are in the business today. She will be out there with me. I got the rest of the gang. They're going different places to wrestle Saturday, so they're not going to be there. But I do have my secret weapon, Miss Holly, there with me Saturday.
So if we need somebody, like if Bill Dundee needs somebody in his corner to make it fair, we need somebody who could counteract a woman, I think we get David the Barrel Boy.
I totally agree.
You and that heifer you got sitting up there in the radio station with you, whatever her name is, bring her out there, or Dave the Barrel Boy, or you, and I'll slap any of them.
Listen.
What did I do
now
to
look,
get
Dirty
Dave?
That's almost, we don't need that on here.
That's uncalled for.
She didn't do anything to you.
It don't matter. You want somebody to stick their nose in my business? I'm going to punch them out. It don't bother me.
Man, Dave, child,
I'll slap any of them.
Goodbye. You can't say that. Dirty Little Dave, wrestling Bill Dundee at Automax coming up. On Saturday, 2 o'clock is bell time.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's David the Barrel Boy. It's the heifer. I'm Kelly.
No, Dirty Little Dave called me a heifer. I don't know who he was, and he called me a heifer, bringing me into this mess.
Well, here's the deal. Wrestling at Automax Saturday, 12:30. Bill Dundee does a meet and greet with all the stars of MACW. Then the free matches start on the parking lot. The ring's going to be there 2 o'clock. So if your kids want to go watch wrestling for free, if you're looking for something to do, and I know people on the weekends are like, what can we do?
Yep.
Free wrestling.
It's a pretty good deal.
2 o'clock. I'll be in the ring.
I'll be choking out Dirty Little Dave.
Oh, so now you're going to be involved in that one too.
I got called a heifer. I have to defend myself.
Pillow fight with Maria Starr.
There is no pillow fight.
Kelly's really involved in this show.
She's going to be in every match.
It is my wrestling debut.
She's never done anything in wrestling, and now she's in every match. This should be fun to watch, y'all. I'm just telling you.
Oh, man. Country music news.
News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You know, we've known for a little bit that Thomas Rhett was working on his upcoming album.
Yeah.
But we didn't know a whole lot of details about it. And now we have a little bit more info, specifically on when it's going to be coming out, which will be this fall.
Oh, wow.
So basically 2 years after he released Tangled Up in 2015, we get this one coming out.
Dang, man.
Now, he didn't give out the specifics of the album, but we know a little bit more about a song called Life Changes. And if you've noticed Thomas Rhett's personal life, it's all been life changes with his daughter he adopted that's 18 months old. Willa has another daughter that's going to be born in August. And he said, basically, it's the last 5 or 6 years of my life, from going to college to where I am now and how drastically my life has changed. And I think that's kind of the tone of this whole album, too. So I'm excited for it.
Cool. He's a big star right now. Mm-hmm. So check this out. Tim McGraw, when they were laying out the Soul to Soul tour, he and Faith Hill, there was one song he didn't want to sing. He was tired of the song. He thought people were tired of the song as well. And this song is Live Like You Were Dying.
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain.
So when Tim tells Faith, hey, I don't think I'm going to do the song, she's like, Tim, have you lost your mind? People come to the show for that song.
Yeah.
So he put it in there. He was trying to appease his wife. And there was a magical moment that took place the other night in Milwaukee. There's a teacher, Allison Bryant. She's a teacher at a school there. She's undergoing chemo for cancer treatments. She was right there near the front.
Wow.
She was cheering for Tim, had a sign right there. He saw her while he was singing this song, reaches over, grabs her hand. They connect through the eyes. She gets emotional. It was a magic moment because of this.
I was finally the husband. Most of the time I wasn't.
She says, I was starstruck at first, but the compassion from him and Faith Hill and the people around me will always be with me. It will be in my heart. It's a magic moment because this song was done in the Soul to Soul tour.
Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all.
Can you imagine the show without this one? I'd be disappointed if I didn't hear this.
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu.
Sweet song.
That is sweet. So Kanan Smith, we know him from this song right here.
Baby, let's take it.
He got to do that special K-Fine performance for us.
Yeah, J-Town. That was awesome.
He was awesome. Nice guy.
Man, so a bad night for him a couple of nights ago. He realized his car had been broken into.
Oh.
So he shared a picture on social media showing a shattered window in the backseat of his rental car.
Mm.
And this is what he said. They took his guitar, in-ears, like his little speakers in it for his ears, computers, etc. The second photo showed an empty car where there was like shattered glass all over the floorboard and backseat. And so he hasn't really shared an update yet of if there's any indication that his belongings have been recovered. But man,
that's sad.
That's awful.
And it's happened to some other stars before too. Casey Musgraves got her cowboy boots, which they were those really, really expensive ones that were like custom made for her. And they ended up finding them after the guy tried to sell them back to the store.
But still, the idea that somebody crashed in through the windshield and stole this stuff.
That's nuts, isn't it?
And what are they going to do with the in-ear pieces? Like,
what are they going to do with any of that stuff?
They're going to try to sell it, and hopefully they'll end up getting, you know, caught. But
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Awful news, though, for Kanan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So I get home yesterday, and my wife has invited the neighbors over.
Oh, that's cool.
The neighbor kids. You know, because Kai is making friends in the neighborhood all this kind of stuff. So it's awesome. And he has two new friends that are over, and they're all going to be swimming and having a good time. And Leslie's talking to her friend, and it's like it's a good little family day, right?
Mm-hmm,
so we get to enjoy that. So that's what I get home to,
which
was nice. It's like, hey, I'm going to eat a little bit of something. We're going to swim. I'm going to play with the kids. It's going to be fun. Then I get the word that the youngest of the children, who is 3 years old, said to my wife before I was home, hey, Miss Leslie, where's your dad? She was talking about me. She thought I was her father.
Did Leslie lose it?
She thought it was hilarious.
I know. That's what I love.
And as she tells me the story in front of her friend, I'm at the awkward stage where it is kind of funny and I can laugh about it today. But at the same point, I'm like, surely I don't look old enough to be her dad.
Did you walk straight to the mirror?
You know me.
You opened your phone and turned your camera around and immediately started studying.
Well, and it was one of those awkward moments.
I can imagine that.
Just an awkward moment that happened in my house yesterday.
Well, talk about awkward moment. Last night, Rachel was at my house and, we went to go eat and then we were laying in bed just watching TV and we literally just turned the TV off. My roommate got back from working out, noticed my door was shut, and decided to play one certain song with Alexa.
What song did they decide to play?
It's Feel Like Making Love.
No, they didn't.
So it came on the loudspeaker?
It came on, and I immediately looked at Rachel, and I said, what is he doing? Feel like making love. I feel like making love. And then, the volume was turned down a little bit. To make sure I heard it, he turned it up a couple of notches.
Feel like making love. So legit. What are y'all doing at this point?
We are literally about to go to sleep. And so I look at her and I'm like, what is he doing? And she said, why is he playing this song? And I said, Rachel, just listen to the words.
When I think about you, I think about love.
Did it kill the mood for you?
Darling,
oh, it didn't. High five, Dave. Through thick and thin, man. He doesn't care.
For the win.
He doesn't even have a door on his bedroom. Do you know that?
That's what Cope said.
It makes it a little bit awkward sometimes.
He doesn't care, though.
No, whatever. YOLO.
Shout out to them. Who played it? Your friend Josh?
Oh, yeah, he played it. Then he had to text me and said, hey, did you hear my song? Oh, yeah. I did.
Gotta love the roommates.
There you go.
Oh, man.
David and Rachel. Ba-dum-bum. David and Rachel, what? Kelly, what do you think they're doing? Is she still in town?
Leaves this morning.
I bet she's happy. I bet she thinks this is fun.
Right in the car right now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have guests in the studio this morning who happen to be our coworkers. Mm-hmm. And if you were listening to our show yesterday, if you remember, we talked to Brenna McConaughey, and Brenna and Preston are a part of our staff here at KFine. But at the same point, they're also in the performance of Guys and Dolls for the Foundation of Arts this week.
Yeah.
Of which David thinks would be such an easy thing that he could just be thrown into the show at any moment.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such an easy thing for me to naturally go out and act because look at me. I'm perfect.
Oh my God.
So, David, we're one day from the show, and you think they should put you in the show.
Yeah, I mean, I asked Brenna yesterday, excuse me, if she'd be able to find a part for me. And have you been working on that to see if I can get in the show?
I feel like there is one specific part that would work because it's an offstage role.
Oh, cool. I love
that. That's
perfect.
Yeah. That's
even better.
Which is not
that means you're not
rare.
On the stage.
Right.
You're just saying that so people don't have to see my face.
But it would be just like
she
you being on the
it.
Radio. That's what I'm saying. Like it's behind a mic and you're kind of comfortable in that venue.
So he would have something to say.
Yeah, you have to talk, but you're not seen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect for me. Yeah,
but you have to do it with Preston.
Oh, gosh.
You can't, so don't screw him up.
It's Nathan Detroit.
He's been working really hard.
Now, yeah, Preston, first of all, this is your very first performance ever on stage.
Yes.
And you landed
with
one of the
clothes on.
Right. Let me explain.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it is what it is.
We're community theater.
That's where Preston met Kelly.
Brandon, oh my God.
Years ago.
She's a big tipper.
She.
Y'all are so funny.
So, but like legit, like you auditioned for this deal, didn't know if you'd get like some small role in the play, and you ended up with one of the biggest roles in the entire production.
Yes, and I'm very excited, and it's been a lot of work, but I'm really starting to have fun with it. Really
what did you not understand when you started, like that you ended up having to learn? Was there a lot?
The lines were very tough. I learned that just because you, as a child, you stood on your bed and sung Grease Lightning and knew every word to Grease, that's not going to automatically make you great at it. You have to really work at it.
So you've worked pretty hard.
I have worked pretty hard.
Brenna, have you seen the progress of Preston over the time?
Oh, I feel like if we could make a chart, yes. Like, yes. You know, if there was a line chart, but the gains are really big.
Yeah. Because
some days, and this is not just specific to Preston. This is with everybody. Some days you're like, that did not feel good. What are we going to do? And then it gets better the next day incrementally. Right.
But like the performance is tomorrow. Your first stage performance.
I feel like he's trying to freak us out.
No, I'm not. It blows my mind that he landed such a big role in a performance to never do this, because people audition for this, right, Brenna?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think it was about Preston that was like he was the guy for it?
Well, I wasn't in his audition group. We were there the same day, but they break you up into small groups.
Right.
So I didn't see him audition. But I think that the director saw something and was like, this is the guy.
Like because, a charisma.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe he made him laugh, or he was really impressed with his voice.
I think it was the hair.
It could be his hair. It could be his biceps.
It could have been. But, you know, that's the thing. It's a casting a show, which I've also done, is a puzzle. You have to, once you find someone you like, but you have to cast people around them. You know, Preston has a romantic interest in this show. There are other people and other ages, and you have to make it all work. And it is hard sometimes.
So, like, let's say that they would have loved David if David auditioned. And they would have given him the role that Preston would have gotten. I guess that means that you would have to then cast the other people differently.
You would. Although David is a little too young for this role.
Oh, you think so?
Nathan Detroit and his fiance have been engaged for 14 years.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like that's...
Yeah, David would be a little
young. He's a little young.
He's mad. Look at his face.
So tell me about Guys and Dolls, though. Like, what's the whole premise of the whole show?
It's about a rotating crap game through the city of New York.
Right.
And we're trying to find a place to have the game because the heat's on, the cops are after us, but we gotta have this crap game.
Right. And you sing.
I do sing.
Like, I had no idea you could sing. Like, I knew you could play guitar, but I didn't know that you could actually sing.
I can sing better than I can play guitar.
So do you have moments on stage where you're by yourself singing, or are there always people out there with you?
Adelaide, who's my love interest, she's always out there with me, but right. I do sing. She's looking at me, and I'm singing to her by myself.
Oh, my gosh, that freaks me out. Who plays Adelaide?
Ashley Gibbons.
Yeah.
All right, so that's cool, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so if I were to ask, before we let David audition for a part, could we hear, like, something that's going to be a part of the performance? I know it's early and people don't like singing early.
Well.
Can we get you? I know I didn't prepare
well,
you
yeah,
for it.
That's fine. We could do the finale, which is the song that people recognize.
Okay.
Because the most popular song, Luck Be a Lady, we don't sing that. Well, we do sing it, but we're just background.
All right, but you guys kind of have a big part of the finale?
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody sings.
Yeah. Okay.
It's equal opportunity for the finale.
All okay. right, so hang on. Kelly's going to record this.
Oh, crap.
Again. Guys and Dolls, it starts tomorrow night at the Forum. It's going to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
When you see, can we start there?
Hang on, what are y'all doing?
We're trying to pick a note to start on.
Let me hear how this goes, because I know nothing about singing.
See, here's the challenge. I sing tenor with the guys.
Right. Oh, you do?
Yes. So to balance it this morning, I'm going to sing up. Preston wants to start really high.
He does?
When you see.
Oh, jeez. It's a little high. When you see a guy.
Reach for stars in the sky.
You can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John standing out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane. When you see a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it clunny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some doll.
That's awesome.
Whoa. Dang.
Okay. So
now I'm nervous.
That gets me excited.
Now I'm nervous.
So do we have a script for David? Can mm-hmm. we give him a script and have him audition?
So at auditions, you only get one page.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
To read from. So really, one page is all you need, especially for this conversation.
Walk us through what he would need to do in audition, because he's never auditioned.
So at auditions, you take a number, you fill out a form. And on the form, you could say, like, hey, I play the guitar, or I don't want to sing. Or, hey, I would really like a non-speaking role. Like, you can be very specific if you would like.
Gotcha.
Because some people just want to come and participate.
Right, sure.
Which
I think is what Preston wanted. He ends up with all kinds of stuff.
And then you learn music, and you learn some choreography, and then they break you up into groups, and you have to do it in groups of two or four.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So you have a script.
I have a script in front of me. Do we want to do?
I need the
like
accent,
this, like this entire scene, or what do we want to do here?
It's not very long.
It's not very long. It goes pretty quick.
Okay. So I guess we'll do this entire scene. Now, what kind of accent do I need to have for this?
It should be Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
How do I do a Brooklyn accent? I'm from Wiener, Arkansas.
Well, what do you think it would sound like?
Okay. I'll just do the first line. Who's this?
Nathan Detroit.
This is Joey. What do you want?
Look, Joey, I'm calling about the, you know.
The what?
The crap game.
The what?
The crap game.
Wait a minute. I got a customer.
Hurry it up, will you?
$38. What do you say, Nathan?
Look, Joey, the crap game.
Hey, don't say that on the phone. Suppose the cops are listening.
I'm sorry, the dice game. Look, Joey, can we have the game at your place?
If I get $1,000.
You'll have it tomorrow.
Then call me tomorrow.
Look, Joey, if you're going to take that kind of attitude, I'll have the game someplace else.
Then have it someplace else.
Where else can I have it? Look, Joey, the dough is guaranteed.
Yeah?
Yeah, getting it from Sky Masterson.
How do you know?
It's a bet. I can't lose. I bet him he couldn't take a doll to Havana.
Oh, why couldn't he?
Because she ain't the kind of doll that goes to Havana.
Where does she go?
She don't go no place. That's how I know I'm going to win.
Don't be so sure. It ain't a horse. It's a doll.
Look, Joey.
Nathan, there'll be no crap game here tomorrow unless I get my dough in
<he's>
advance.
Joey, you've known me a long time.
That's why I want to get it in advance.
What is happening?
Look, I gotta go. I gotta meet Adelaide down at the hot box. Look, can I at least tell the guys that the game is gonna be at your place?
Not till I get the dough.
All right, you'll get it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I hope you get stabbed by it.
Why does he sound like Jerry Seinfeld?
I don't know.
That was good, Preston. That scene gets better overnight.
There you go.
What about my part?
Good job. I think we may need to leave it to Joe.
I don't know.
I thought I did a great job.
You had a point where you were British.
It's me. I'm Regis. Where's Kathy Lee?
Well, hey, he's from New York, right?
He is from New York. Why are you still talking like that?
You kind of sound like you're from Jersey right now.
He loved Jersey Shore as a kid.
Yeah. I thought that's what I was going for.
You're going for the situation.
Dang, I can be the situation. When are you going to bring that play over?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, went downhill really fast.
Why is it important for people to support this show? For the forum and the foundation.
The Foundation of Arts is this wonderful place where people from all different walks of life come together and take art lessons and take dance lessons and create performances. And, you know, we have all kinds of different people. We have Preston and I. There's a dentist, stay-at-home moms. We've got a speech therapist. We have all kinds of different people. And it's really about community. And I think this is going to sound so conceited, but I've heard people say, like, wow, I didn't know there were such talented people in Northeast Arkansas. Like, if you come to the show, I promise you'll have a good time.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
That's the important thing. It's cheaper than a movie ticket, mm-hmm. and it supports our community.
And there's so many great outreach programs from the foundation as well. Yes. So, again, the show times, they start tomorrow. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
What's the time on most of the shows?
7:30,
except for Sunday.
Sunday's at 2.
All right. Yep. Find out more when you log on to what's the easiest way, the website?
FOAJonesboro.org. Or call the forum, which is 870-935-2726.
All right. Thanks for coming in, y'all.
Come out and see us. We're going to put on a good show.
Yeah,
best of luck.
Come see Preston.
We're proud of you, man, because you really are. You just jumped into something that was probably even bigger than what you realized.
Thank you.
So there you go.
There you go.
Oh, my God. We're on day 5. The rest of the show, like this.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David loves his accent.
Yeah, sure I do. What do you want from me, huh?
It, like, goes between different accents.
That's what makes me so great, though.
You're diverse.
Yeah.
He's diverse.
Yeah. I do. I thought he did a pretty good job, though. Like, I've never heard you try to go into an accent like
that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a man of many skills that you may not know of.
Well, and as soon as they walked out the door, he said, you know, I'd really like to try that.
And then Brandon's like, ooh.
It's another freaking thing he wants to do. Police officer, realtor. What else is he wanting to do? Just go through the list, David.
I'm not. Let's just move on.
Bouncer.
Stripper. I never said I wanted to be a stripper.
A bouncer.
I never wanted to be a bouncer.
You did say all that.
You're making stuff up.
What about when you're
making stuff up? Sound like Mario.
Mario who?
He wanted to own a boutique because Mario. He said Raven Gates made it look easy.
Yeah, he did
say
that.
I never said that.
I heard him say that.
That was, that's not true.
You did say that.
That is still not true.
It is still true. No, so Kelly says her husband's like super pumped up today.
Yes. Okay, so we have this thing that comes to our house called the Geek Box, and I don't know if you remember, but your buddy, Austin, the human highlight reel Lane.
Oh my gosh. We used to be friends until he pulled out of the wrestling show.
Right. Well, he gets those boxes as well, but in these boxes, they have people that love, in this particular one, there's different kinds, but in this particular one, I brought what came in it, but it had a little baby stuffed animal Groot. It has like comic stuff in it.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
Kyle loves Groot.
But the thing that freaked Joey out the most is, you know, from Back to the Future, you know, when they go back and they try to get the sports almanac, the gray sports almanac from 1950 to 2000.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole Cubs, the Wrigley Field thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So they sent that book with in the box, and it's just a notebook, but on the outside of it, it looks like that almanac.
That's
and it
cool.
came in the bag on the movie, like, that it shows on the movie. So Joey was freaking out over it. And so I just tweeted Austin Lane to show him what came in the bag. Well, this is what happens at my house because the whole house loves this box.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is Ella, my stepdaughter, will wait for the box to come. And she will go, the girl, she will go through it before anybody else does. And she'll take what she wants. And we just figured out yesterday that she stole the baby Groot.
She steals the stuff?
Yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah. So she stole baby Groot. And I don't think that the youngest, Bruce, knows that yet because there would have been a fight for baby Groot.
Really? What's is like a stuffed animal?
Yeah, it's like a little tiny stuffed baby Groot.
Here, let me see that because I don't even know what these things really are.
And it also in the box, and if you can see Joey's picture, because I posted it on my Twitter, you can see he has a Space Invader T-shirt on,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
which was, I mean, Brandon, that was back in our day.
Yeah.
So he has that on, but the boxes are like $20 to $25.
Hmm.
So if you have somebody in your life that, and no, Geekbox is not paying me for this, but it's like the gift that keeps on giving. And every month this box comes in and there's something superhero in it. There's something comic book in it. There's something,
really?
Yeah, that guys that are, and girls that love that kind of stuff, you know, you can sort through and
but like you never have an idea what's coming? Is that the way it is?
Yeah, they surprise you. So there's different geek boxes.
That's actually
every
really
time.
Cool.
Last time it was a Wonder Woman box. And so there's everything in it was Wonder Woman stuff.
Hey, can you get something like that for women?
Yep.
Like would that be a cool gift for my wife's birthday?
Yes. She would love it. And I wouldn't say the geek box, but there's also little boxes you can get that she can get every month. That would be a great idea for her.
Like what kind of stuff though? Makeup or perfume?
Yep. There's stuff for like beauty products. There's stuff for clothes. There's stuff for all different kinds of.
I'll have to look at that. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Well, you just spoiled.
Oh, she can listen to
now.
The podcast.
I was about to say.
It's an awful idea.
But she can still be listening, but we don't have to tell her which one that you're going to do.
No,
because I told
it.
You guys she's listening to the podcast now.
Yeah. Yep. Just don't put this part on the podcast. Yeah. Delete this out.
But we're supposed to put everything on the podcast.
We'll put it on there, but she still doesn't know which one you're going to get. She's still going to be surprised.
You cut out stuff. Like if you tend to mess
up
on a word.
He does.
This doesn't need to be on the podcast today.
Anytime.
I don't do that.
Anytime David or I mess up, you're like, oh, this is gold. And you'll leave it.
I don't put them on the podcast. But I'll start.
No, and then when he messes up,
you stop it.
He deletes
it.
You are lying.
So,
you ready to go?
Oh wow!
Let's
okay,
go,
guys.
Now.
What is he doing? He's turned into a gangster, and he's all rough now.
I know.
He's rough around the edges.
Hey, what do you want from me? Huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, come on, give me my dough.
Are you gonna wrestle at AutoMax?
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Why do I feel
that,
like there's two Jerry Seinfelds?
You gonna wrestle?
Give you the smackdown, huh?
Hey,
what you want from me, huh?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood seems like she's a pretty confident person, and why shouldn't she be? She has an amazing talent. She's beautiful, has a great personality, but there was a time she did care a lot about what people thought about her until she realized that there's not a lot of good that can come out of that,
sure.
like caring that much. And this is what she said, quote, I wish I could go back and tell my younger self what I know now, that trying to fit into someone else's vision of you will never make you happy. Now I focus on the goals I set for myself and try my best to do what's right for me.
I like that.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, so we posted, I put something on our Facebook page. You can go, and if you were able to give yourself some advice when you were younger, what would it be? So we're interested to see what that is. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
So Taylor Swift put her music out on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, all that stuff, right? Back a couple of weeks ago. When she did that, guys, in a one-week period, she earned over, what was it, $310,000.
Wow.
An additional $64,000 in publishing rights.
Oh, man.
They're crediting her with another 40,000 albums sold.
That's crazy.
Based on just releasing stuff that isn't even new music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the old music, the old library that most people have already invested in once, and now they've gone in and invested once again. That's such a neat idea.
Yeah.
That she was able to do that. And unlike a lot of people who were trying to make money right off the bat, she got the impact of all at once.
Yeah.
But you get to hear some of those classic Taylor Swift songs like this one.
When you think Taylor girl, I hope you think my favorite song. The one we danced to all night long. The moon like a spotlight on the lake. When you think happiness, I hope you think.
Or maybe you could get this one right here.
Looks at me. I fake a smile so he won't see that I want and I'm needing everything.
What about this one? Anyway, Taylor Swift, her stuff is available. If you like her, you can go get it. She made a bunch of money by releasing that music.
You know what I've always liked about Kip Moore?
What's that?
It's that the guy loves some beer money. And
he does.
I'm right there with him.
He's a big fan of the beer money, right?
Oh, he sure is. You know, the guy took about a three-month hiatus a couple months back, and he just had to get away from the negativity. He kept, you know, instead of focusing on the good things he was doing, he kept focusing on, you know, you do that great show, or you do that show, maybe that one person in the crowd didn't care for it too much, and he focused so much on that, he just had to get away from it.
Which, yeah, I get it.
You know, we kind of all do that.
Sure.
So he got away from the music industry for a little bit, but now we've learned that I guess he was actually working on some music during that time frame, because he has his album coming out September the 18th called Slow Heart.
Cool.
So be watching out for some new stuff from Kip Moore.
It's so funny to think that, you know, you could have all those people in the crowd and that he could look out and see one person who might be like me.
Yeah.
Like I might be having a great time, but I might not be jumping and singing like everybody
else.
That's how I am at a concert. So I hope I wasn't like the cause of Kip Moore having to take a hiatus.
Dude, I'm telling you, do you feel there's a responsibility as a fan if you're in the first like five rows?
Mm-hmm. There is.
I would think so.
I think
if they happened to look at me, I'd want them to think I was singing along and having a good time.
I feel like that's part of what I have to do. Now some people are going to say, I bought a ticket, I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, it's my money. If I want to stand here and just stand, I'll stand. But for me, because I've been in the first couple of rows at a number of different shows, and it's been like, I feel like I have to sing, I have to move, I have to bounce, I have to dance, I have to smile. Like,
yeah.
If you see me, I got to be totally into what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was at a show, and these people, like eight or nine of them, were sitting front row and did not stand up.
Oh.
And everyone else was in the stadium. The artist called them out and said, "Why aren't y'all standing up? What's going on over here?"
Ooh.
Yeah, that's like, tough.
Embarrassing.
Ooh, it is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fan has the right to do that, but I think just the courtesy is to stand up with
them. Yeah. Exactly.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I saw that MACW Wrestling posted a deal a little bit ago that they have found an opponent for me. So have no fear. It's not going to be Austin Lane because he's, I don't know, I guess afraid to wrestle me now.
Yeah, I get that. You know, I mean.
I mean, you're like in the best shape of your life. And
it doesn't surprise me about Austin Lane at all. Yeah. Like he would chicken out on something like
right.
that.
Right. He's too busy getting a crate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, going to the beach and, you know, doing
a loser
nothing.
Crate? Is that
a
what you said?
Crate.
Loser crate.
Yeah, loser crate.
Say loser.
Doesn't surprise me.
Well, then Derek King retired when he heard that we were going to do this event.
Mm-hmm. I know. Exactly.
So why is everybody scared of you?
He's officially retired. Anyway, I'm wrestling somebody they're calling the Memphis Rider.
Who is that? Do you know?
I've never even heard of the person.
I mean, we're in Memphis Wrestling and you don't know this guy?
Never heard of him.
Hmm.
Let's see if we can get the Memphis Rider here. Somebody get Craig Stone. What is a Memphis Rider?
I don't know. I want to talk to this guy, see what it is.
What? silly anyway. All right, so Kelly, you ready to bring some happiness?
I am. With all the negative news, I love bringing stories that have happy endings. So there's this 10-year-old named Xander who lives in Canada, and he's been dealing with bullies for years. Says pretty much everybody to school picks on him, except for his brother. So he's really into biking culture, and I don't mean like, not like Lance Armstrong, like Harley biking, okay? Like sure, big yeah. bikes, yeah. okay? So his mom recently reached out to this group of bikers called Defenders of Children. Okay. So yesterday, dozens of these huge, burly, big dudes on bikes showed up to escort him to school, like to show their force so other kids know that they've got his back.
All right.
At least one report put the final count at about 200 bikers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. So they met up in the parking lot and they all rode to his house together to pick him up. Then he showed up at school on the back of a Harley in full biker gear.
That's cool.
A bunch of them walked him to the front door before he went in. So his school year's almost over, but hopefully he's going to have an easier time next year for sure. He'll also get to meet up with some of his new biker friends again at a big rally that's happening this next month. So there's your story with a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly, being the ultimate stalker, she said, I don't know, about 20 minutes ago, he's awake. He's awake.
Yep.
Brett Eldridge is awake.
Yep. So
like, that was legit what happened.
I'm looking again and let's see. Yep. 33 minutes ago, he has tweeted someone else.
Right.
So I deleted my tweet from earlier this morning. I deleted it and then I resent it.
Ultimate stalker right here.
She is.
Listen, Kelly Kapowski. Listen, Zach Morris. You can't say anything about anything. Janna Kramer, Carrie Underwood, Jessica Simpson,
Maria Menounos. Have you noticed it's all him? I don't do that. It's all him.
You just yell things in the background.
You just pick one girl, Blake Lively.
Oh, Blake Lively's my girl.
So Kelly's after Brett Eldridge. She's met Brett
mm-hmm.
and is tweeting him. And now it's almost like when she refreshes her feed, she expects it.
You know, next you're going to refresh that feed and it's going to say you can't look at these tweets because you have been blocked.
Oh, how bad is
but
that?
But the thing is, it's funny because I really thought I had got a message from him until David brought down my dreams.
It was some other guy that didn't have a check mark. It was just trying to like get something from Kelly, and I don't know what he was trying to get from her. He said, thanks for all the pictures you post or something like
that. I know that.
So it sounded like he was trying to fish to get another picture.
Yeah, because I post a lot of just risque pictures.
Provocative stuff.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go look on my Twitter account. That's what I do.
It's her thing.
When she was in school, in the yearbook, it said most likely to be provocative.
Did it?
And it was her.
Everybody knows that's not true.
In her senior yearbook, it was most likely to become a stripper.
Oh, that's definitely not true.
That's just what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I saw in the yearbook.
That's just what I read.
Right, right.
And if you see it in print, it's true.
Mm-hmm. It is, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's
true. Most likely to be a stripper.
On the after show, I'm going to say that you are most likely to get a penile implant.
It's like that one lady who gave out awards to her first graders, most likely to be a terrorist.
To the Indian kid or whatever.
Oh, it's so bad.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, we've heard for a little bit that Thomas Rhett is working on his third album, and now we have a little bit more info on it. It's going to come out this fall, and it's mainly going to focus on the changes in his life. And he actually has a song called Life Changes. And he says that song is about his daughter, Willa, who he just adopted a couple of weeks ago, who's 18 months old. And he's going to have another daughter in August, a biological daughter. And he says, basically, it's from me being in college to about 5 or 6 years later and just how the life has changed so much for him and his wife, Lauren. And you can see that. And I think this album may be a little bit sappy, but still very good at the same point.
So Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are on the Soul to Soul tour. One of the songs that Tim was thinking about not putting in the set list was Live Like You Were Dying.
Wow.
Imagine going to that show and that song not being a part of it. When Faith heard that Tim was going to take it out because he was kind of tired of performing it and thought the audience might be tired of hearing it, she's like, Tim, you have to keep it in.
Yeah.
So fast forward to a spot where they're in a concert in Milwaukee. There's a teacher right there toward the front who's been battling cancer, who's got the head wrap deal on, going through chemo treatments. Tim sings that song, spots this woman, walks over to her, reaches down his hand, holds her hand while he's singing. She says, and I quote, "I was starstruck at first, but the compassion from him and faith and the people around me will always be with me. It will be in my heart."
Dang.
All because of this song right here.
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Mansion.
Imagine if that song wasn't in the concert, though.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wild?
It's such a staple song for him.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of older songs you hear at the concert. Mm-hmm. And we have more free tickets to that concert, too, including some real super VIP tickets as well.
Sweet.
So you know Kanan Smith from this song right here.
Baby, let's take it slow as the Mississippi. Strong as a fifth of whiskey. Steady as a time petty track.
So some bad news for him. A couple of nights ago, his car was broken into, and he posted a picture on Instagram basically showing a picture of a shattered window in the backseat of his rental car. They took his guitar, his in-ear pieces, computers. Anyway, they haven't even found out, you know, they don't have any leads, so I haven't seen anything that,
that
any of his
stuff.
Belongings have been recovered. So hopefully an idiot will try to sell it somewhere, and then they'll find some of his stuff, but... Yeah. Hate that for him.
It's awful news for somebody like that who's just on the road trying to do their thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because ultimately what they're doing when they're on the road, especially when you're like Kanan Smith, you know, and you still are working really, really hard to do all these different shows and festivals and stuff like that, you're working to pay your bills and to feed your family. So that just stinks. Bad news for Kanan Smith. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we've gone the whole show, and Kelly has not received a tweet from Brett Eldridge.
It's true, guys.
But
like every hour I'm going to delete it and retweet it.
I think that's perfectly normal.
Block.
But like, here's the truth. I haven't received a tweet from Tiffany Thiessen either.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all.
So what I need is for everybody who hears this to then tweet at Tiffany Thiessen, who is Kelly Kapowski on Saved by the Bell, and tell her that she should come on our show.
Yeah.
But see, mine's so much easier. All I need you guys to do is to retweet my tweet and make sure that you send it to Brett Eldridge as well.
Or you could do it like that too. Or maybe I should start it and let you guys all retweet it. Is that the easiest way? That way people don't have to think about it?
Yeah, probably. Maybe so, something like that.
All right, I'll work on that here in the next little bit.
Gotcha.
Also, tomorrow, guys, a heads up. Tomorrow is Bring Your Pet to Work Day.
I cannot wait to bring my dogs in here.
Are y'all going to bring your dogs in?
Yeah.
You bring two, I'll bring two?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to bring?
I don't have a pet. Where I'm currently living, I don't have a pet.
You could bring a roommate.
You could, yeah.
Like, they're my pet. That's creepy.
Put a leash on him.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why he'd do that.
Why would you even bring that up?
If that's you could pick one pet, which pet would you bring? Which dog?
Oh, man.
I'd bring Harley because he's nicer.
He's not the one that tried to bite my son, or is he?
He's nicer to people.
Legit. Was that the one that tried to bite my son? Or when is that the other one?
When your son did that, like, come on with it to him?
Bull.
Yes, that's the one.
He didn't. He's not going to try to intimidate a dog.
No, Kai's not going to do anything like that.
He would not do that. My dog
is completely innocent.
My dogs wouldn't attack anybody. They might pee
y'all don't
on
ever
you.
Have anybody. Y'all don't ever invite anybody over.
We have people over all the time now.
Yeah, you have all your neighbors.
We do.
Which,
and my friends.
Well, you have so many pets, it's going to be tough for you to bring some over.
I could bring a lizard.
Mm-hmm. A lizard? Don't you still have a hamster?
We have a hamster.
What's the hamster's name?
Richard?
Richard Hamster. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what it is. What?
Richard. You don't know your hamster's name?
Fluffy. It's a miniature one now because the other one died.
It's a dwarf hamster.
It's a dwarf. That's what it is, a dwarf.
Mm-hmm. A dwarf hamster. I've never heard of that before.
It's real. That's what it's called.
No, they're called, you buy them at the store.
You know what I really want?
What?
A micro pig.
Those aren't legal.
I want one too.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that.
You can't have a pig in the city limits.
Tiny pig?
Or a finger monkey.
I figured you'd like that.
It's a real thing.
No, they're cute. I think they're cute. I love them.
They are.
If I could have a finger monkey, I'd have a finger monkey.
Mm-hmm. They're cute. They can go with you anywhere.
It's the best kind. All right, let's go. The podcast. Don't forget the podcast. It's up. Are we doing the podcast right now?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Anyway, search Brandon Baxter in the morning, iTunes, Google Play. It's really picking up over the last couple of weeks. People have figured it out. They've figured out how to download it. Like, I had to go to my wife's phone and try to show her how to do it because somehow she had the podcast thing on her iPhone hidden.
Oh, gosh.
So you can go, let me just tell you in case.
You can search for it, too.
Brandon, find my podcast.
But, dude, I went to the App Store and I typed in podcasts. And because it was already on her phone, just hidden, it wasn't finding it the right way.
Really?
So we had to go to settings, general, and then restrictions. And she had it restricted.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Hmm.
So anyway, you can find the podcast, Brandon Baxter in the Morning. It's the full show and the after show, which yesterday's after show, legitimately, people were like, when they were listening to it, I would get messages about it. And they're like, oh, you're messing with your wife. You're messing with your wife. And then people would say, oh, I can tell she just got mad.
Because
like she was playful for a lot of it. And then in the last 3 minutes, she was mad.
Because you wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
You know, you do it to all of us.
Yeah, you tweeted about it yesterday, blaming it on us. But it's all on you, dude. It's all on you.
You could tell though.
Yes.
She really got mad. And then I really got home and she really wouldn't talk to me.
Mm.
Like legit. Anyway, the podcast, Brandon Baxter in the Morning, iTunes and Google Play Music. Have a great day, everybody.